Hey friends, welcome back to Through the Word. Peyton Jones here again to close out our Lent plan together with you. But that doesn't mean Lent itself is over. There's still 7 days left, and for that, we'll be continuing our journey through Lent and our Holy Week plan, where Chris Langham will guide us day by day in Jesus' footsteps through the most important week in the history of the world. It is a powerful experience to follow Jesus each day, so please join us and invite your friends. But first, we reflect on the journey behind. 4 weeks ago, we stepped into the season of Lent with our hearts open, ready to seek God, to slow down, and to prepare for Easter. And now, here we are. So before we rush ahead to Easter Sunday, let's pause. What has God done in your heart so far this Lent? Maybe you started this season feeling distant from God, but now you sense Him closer. Maybe you came in with distractions, and through fasting, prayer, and scripture, your heart feels clear. Or maybe it's been hard. You wrestled with doubts, struggles, or silence. No matter where you are, this moment matters. Because Lent isn't just about the past 40 days. It's about what God has been forming in you through them. So today, let's reflect. Let's look back at what we've learned from John's Gospel, from the penitent Psalms, and from this journey of repentance, renewal, and restoration. Before we go any further, let's see where our journey so far has taken us. Over these past weeks, we've walked through the Gospel of John, seeing Jesus up close, hearing His words, watching His miracles, and witnessing His love. We saw Jesus turn water into wine at a wedding, showing us that He transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. We sat with Nicodemus in the night, hearing Jesus say, "You must be born again." John 3, verse 3. We walked with the Samaritan woman at the well, where Jesus revealed Himself as the living water that satisfies our souls. John 4, 14. We stood in awe as Jesus fed the 5,000, reminding us He is the bread of life. John 6, 35. We wept with Mary and Martha at Lazarus's tomb, only to witness Jesus' command, "Lazarus, come out." John 11, 43. And then we got a taste of Holy Week, walking with Jesus toward the cross. We watched as He washed His disciples' feet, teaching us that true greatness is found in humility. John 13, verses 14 through 15. We heard His voice in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying for us, calling us to abide in Him as branches to the vine. John 15, 5. We stood at the foot of the cross hearing His final words, "It is finished." John 19, 30. John's Gospel has shown us Jesus, not just as a teacher, not just as a miracle worker, but as God in the flesh, the Savior who comes to rescue us. So, here's the question I'd like to ask you. How have you seen Jesus more clearly? Has He challenged you during this season, like He did the 12, to follow Him even if you had to give up everything as they did? Peter said, "Lord, we've lost everything to follow You." Or has He comforted you, as Jesus said He would send the Holy Spirit, who would be our comforter? Or like John, have you fallen more in love with Him and felt that you could lean your head against His chest as John did, and it'd be okay? Because again, that's the heart of Lent, not just giving something up, but drawing near to the One who gave up everything for us. You may not think about it like that, but Jesus made the first move, sacrificing everything for you, leaving heaven, and finally losing everything He could on earth, including His life. But that's not all we learned on our journey together. Alongside John's Gospel, we also walked through the penitent Psalms, those raw, honest prayers of repentance and longing. In Psalm 51:10, we echo David's cry, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." In Psalm 32:1, we felt the relief of confession. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. In Psalm 130, verse 5, we waited with the psalmist. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word, I hope. These psalms gave us words for repentance, not just empty apologies, but a genuine turning of the heart. They reminded us that God doesn't desire perfect people. He desires surrendered hearts. So, as we close this season, here's another question. What has God cleansed in you? Is there a sin you finally let go of? A burden you laid down? A part of your heart you finally opened up to Him? Because Lent isn't about guilt. It's about grace. It's about God meeting us in our brokenness and making us whole. Now, as we move from Lent into Holy Week, there's one last thing we need to talk about. What happens next? Because here's the danger. After spending nearly 40 days fasting, praying, and seeking Jesus, many think that once Lent is over, it's time to just go back to life as usual. But it doesn't have to be like that. What if we didn't? What if Lent wasn't just a season, but a launch pad? What if the habits we built, daily prayer, scripture, fasting, confession, became a part of our daily walk with Jesus? What if we didn't just remember the cross on Good Friday, but carried the cross daily, as Jesus calls us to? What if Easter wasn't just a one-day celebration, but a way of life, walking in the power of the resurrection daily? Lent was never meant to be the finish line. It's the beginning of something more profound. So, as we move into our final push into Holy Week, let's hold on to what God has done in us. If He's drawn you closer, stay close. If He's revealed sin, walk in repentance. If He's called you to deeper prayer, keep seeking Him. Because the same Jesus who walked to the cross also walked out of the grave. And because of that, my friend, everything is different. Romans 6:4 says, "We were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." That's our call, to walk in the newness of life, not just on Easter Sunday, not just in a Lent season, but every day. So here's my final challenge to you. Don't leave this season unchanged. Take time today to reflect, journal, pray, talk with a friend. Ask, what did God do in me this Lent? Then ask, how can I keep walking in that after Easter? Although Lent may be ending, that journey is just beginning. And since Lent might be a new season for many of you, I'd like to do something new, something we don't usually do on Through the Word. I'd like to pray with you. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this season of Lent. Thank You for meeting us in Your Word, for showing us Jesus through the Gospel of John, and for shaping our hearts through the penitent Psalms. We confess we need You. We always have, and we always will. Lord, let the work You've done in our hearts not end today, but continue as we walk with You into Easter and beyond. We love You. We worship You. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today and for our Lent journey together. If this series blessed you, share it with a friend and keep walking through the Word. Holy Week is next, so sign up for it now and invite a friend. We kept that plan separate because this is perfect timing to invite someone to join you for Holy Week. Easter is coming, friends. On the other side, we will celebrate the risen King. See you next time on our journey through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.